Everyone, the Winchester Town Board is now in session, and we will start out by the Pledge of Allegiance. How about you, Robert?
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Now we will do introductions of the board and staff. On my far right.
Hello, I'm Ken Dayton.
Hi, I'm Bob Mikes.
John Delabose, and from the county. Oh, and we have Victoria Bonner, our secretary. And we have Beatrice Martinez, our liaison from Commissioner Sagerbloom's office, and from the county.
I'm Steve Merritt.
Hi, Steve. We've seen you before.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now we have, let me see what we got here for this evening's agenda. We'll start off with public comments. This is just for anything that's from the general public about the agenda. It's not for discussion or for action. It's just basically to share any things you have, comments you have about the agenda. Anytime you want to speak, please stand up and please say your name and please spell it for Victoria so we can get it for the record. If any member of the board here wishes to let you speak louder, we'll be happy to do that. We've done that many times. So I would, at this time, like to find out if we have any comments from the audience on anything on the agenda. Okay, nope. Seeing none, I would request approval of minutes for January 14th. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve.
Thank you, sir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Got that? Okay, and now I will move to approve the agenda for this evening. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, got that. Do we have any informational items?
Yes, Commissioner Sagerbloom is going to be having a meet and greet March 12th from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Hollywood Rec Center for Sunrise Manor residents right before our town board.
Where is that located?
Hollywood Rec Center, Sunrise Mountain.
Okay, is it like
off of Hollywood and
between Sahara and Charles?
On Hollywood between Sahara and Charleston. So I'm sure when you drive down there, you'd probably see it.
Yes.
The rec center, I mean.
It's big enough.
It's big enough, yeah. Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay, wonderful. And then do we have any announcements of any upcoming neighborhood meetings or anything else for us?
Just wanted to touch base with the board. We had training this past week. I'll send you guys the link.
Thank you.
You are required to do training annually, so just watch the videos and sign it off. We have some really fun presentations.
And I apologize for missing that. I would have been. I completely spaced it out, so I'm sorry. Okay, shall we go to the agenda for this evening? First item we have is the Apostolic Assembly of Faith Christ. It's a use permit, and it's UC-20-0044. It's to reduce the separation for a proposed convenience store with a gasoline station to a residential use. And also, we have waivers of development standards for the following. There's a cross access on the property, parking lot landscaping, approach and departure distance, and alternative driveway geometrics. There's also a design review for the following: a convenience store with gasoline station. Thank you. Alternative site landscaping on the acre property in a C2 commercial zone, generally located on the east side of Sand Hill Road and the north side of Desert Inn Road within Winchester. And I can tell by the handout the applicant is present.
Hi, Sheldon Collin, 2580 St. Rose Parkway, here representing the applicant. What you see in front of you is going to be a proposed C store with gas filling stations. We've worked closely with staff on this, and we do know that there is a cross access required, but because of the proximity to the other entrance, they had said we should be able to waive that without a problem. And because of the location of this to the corner, we have not met the distance for the approach into here, but size of the property has not allowed us to really move much one way or the other. As explained, there's currently a building on there. It used to be a bank, now it's a church, and that'll be removed. And this new project will come in and hopefully improve that corner. And as you can see from the design, it has enough parking, and we've taken into account the ability for the tanker to get in and out without too much issues. And there's also some elevations in there. If you'd like to see those, you can look through your handout. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Do we have any discussion from anybody present? Any comments, questions? Okay, seeing none. My board members?
I don't have any questions.
I have no questions.
Well, as usual, I have some. Story of your life. On your waivers of development standards, number 3, point B, says reduce the departure distance on Desert Inn Road to 32 feet 7 inches where 19 feet is required. That wouldn't make any sense.
It's probably maybe 100 and some feet.
Okay.
I can't believe it's 19 feet.
No, I can't either. That was my question. Do we know what that should be?
Probably way beyond where this property would even allow. Usually it's 100 and some feet.
100, maybe 190 feet,
yeah, maybe.
Perhaps.
It's like at least 125.
Yeah.
Okay, so... All right, so because it didn't make sense that they wanted, you were giving them more and they wanted less, and it was not a good thing. That's why I kind of went on that one. Interesting.
Staff never gets what they want.
Well. And then also...
I think that might speed 190.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking too now.
Which then almost pushes it out of our property.
Yeah.
Now, staff recommendations on this, it's divided into... actually points of approval and points of denial, for lack of a better word, I guess that's what they use. So how are you responding to 3B and 4, which staff has indicated they are interested in denying in your request for waivers of development standards? 3B is your commercial driveway on Sand Hill Road that could near the one near Desert Inn Road, a larger departure distance.
Right, the required departure distance would push us almost outside of our property, and also it would make it very difficult for the tanker to get in and out. And I think staff recognize that, but they do have to follow their guidelines, and we understand that.
Okay, and then number 4, staff cannot support the reduction in the throat depth. They believe that that's a self-imposed hardship and not one that's controlled by the site's dimensions. How do you feel about that, sir?
Well, in regards to this side, we did increase it from what staff had originally seen. So we increased it to where the throat depth was a little more. And in regards to the Desert Inn side, it is a hardship, but to make this project useful for this use, if we pushed it in any further, once again, the tankers would have problems and it wouldn't be able to be a usable site for this.
Okay.
And actually, if you come up and down this road, you'll notice, if you've ever driven it, we're actually improving the entrance to this compared to the rest of them, since they are more of an ancient development. So we're going with a 39-foot width, as staff has recommended, which then allows for cars and trucks get in and out a lot easier than what is currently in that area, and even on this site.
Okay. I don't know about the other board members. I'm kind of inclined to approve with staff recommendations, which would result in 3B and 4 being denied, only because I feel that this is something you really need to hash out with them in order for them to be to either be reconciled to the hardship and say, okay, we're signing off on it, or to say, back to the drawing board because we think you might be able to fix this. If you think they're reconciled to one of them already, then that's going to eliminate that issue for you. So you're just left with the last one, I think, which would probably be number four. And they maintain that that's self-imposed, so that may take a bit more convincing. I don't know about the rest of the board members, but I'm inclined to approve with staff conditions. Does anybody have any input?
I have a question for Steve. Steve, even though you go by the guidelines of the certain codes and stuff, so even if he were to come to you and show you something else, but you have a certain guideline to follow with the depth row and so forth, there would not be able to approve it. This is why then he comes to us and then he goes to the planning commission.
Yes, that's correct.
So even if he were to sit down with them, there's no resolution because their book is something like this and they have to follow what the book is.
So it's pretty much they're
limited
on what
they
can do.
So then that's why they come and sit with us and we ask the questions and then it goes to the county. So
okay,
well, I would be inclined to just approving it.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Well, under those circumstances, and thank you for sharing that with me, mm-hmm. so I better understand that exactly how that will work. I would then move to approve, but we can't approve with staff conditions because that would throw you back to where you were before, so we would have to approve as presented, and you will have to go then to the BCC, I guess would be your next stop for determining how that all works for you.
It's Planning Commission.
Yeah. Oh, Planning Commission. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think if they approve, that's a final step, right?
Yes, yeah. It is. They have the final, unless someone appeals it.
Okay.
Then it would go to the BCC.
Then it would go to the BCC.
If I'm right on that, if there's any. But if someone from the community has 5 days, business days, to which they can file an appeal, they don't like it.
Great.
Decision.
Okay, thank you. Well, then I'm inclined to approve and allow you to go to the Planning Commission and see what you and they can determine.
Okay. So is this...
I'm
moving to approve as presented without staff conditions rather than the denial on 3B and 4.
Okay.
And letting that be moved to their plate to decide. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, motion carries. Thank you for coming, sir. All righty, number two. DR-20-0015-Resorts World Las Vegas, LLC. Thanks. Design reviews for the following. We have a comprehensive site plan for Resorts World Hotel and Casino, and increase the overall wall sign area, increase the overall freestanding sign area, increase the height of the freestanding sign, and increase the overall animated sign area in conjunction with an approved resort hotel, Resorts World on 87.8 acres, in H1 Limited Resort and Apartment Zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard, the east side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, and the north side of Resorts World Drive within Winchester. Good evening, Greg.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, sir.
Greg Borgel, 300 South 4th Street, here representing Resorts World in the matter. First, with regard to it being a comprehensive sign plan, we don't want to have you feel bad when we come back with phase two, because what you're really looking at is a comprehensive sign plan for phase one of the project. That's what you see here, and you've seen it three or four times before. But just for the record, there will be a phase two, which fills in that blank spot you saw on the south half of the property. Mm-hmm. So it's a comprehensive sign plan, but it's a comprehensive sign plan for phase one.
Only?
So, yes, that's
okay.
Right. And so we come back again. I didn't want people to say, well, you told us it was comprehensive last time. And so we'll go from there. And this then, working with the exhibit that I just showed you of phase one, this identifies all of the sign locations that are before you now. Virtually all of these are simply logos that say Resorts World or a little RW that makes it look like Resorts World. There are three significant signs, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And those three significant signs are the freestanding pylon sign, which is at the north edge of the property, and that would be here where the road comes, the private road comes out. Okay.
That's on the McDonald's side.
It's on that side, yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
So that's this sign. And then there are two large signs. This is a south elevation, and this is called an east elevation. It's actually southeast, and I prepared an exhibit for that as well. The little S that's colored in yellow shows where the large south-facing sign is, and the little E says is what is called the east, but as you can see, it actually faces southeast. And I bring that up because we're not presenting to you today any, or, nor have we, any signs, for example, on the north side that might conceivably offend the people up the street in the residential tower to the north. And we think that...
Sky.
Thank you. I always forget their names.
That's okay.
They have such funny names. So we have nothing like that. And with this exhibit, I thought, was particularly helpful from the point of view of people in basically your towers. It shows that at a 95% level, you aren't going to see any of the south-facing great big sign. And then the sign on the southeast, which is like a banner up and down, it's not a big fat one, also faces southeast, not east, and is pretty well screened from you all by the existing Drew. And so I don't think we've got a sign here that should offend anyone. It is in the spirit of signs on the strip, which is to say they're big and they're bright and et cetera, but they are within code in every respect. This is a straight design review to meet code, and staff has recommended approval. We accept the staff conditions, but I did want to ask for your tolerance on one point, and that is if you look at the I think I handed out the... Did I hand out a letter to go with this? Yeah. The bottom line is the Department of Aviation, McCarran, has a series of conditions that they're asking for. However, they only care about the 150-foot-high pylon sign. And so we would ask, hoping that you recommend approval, that you would indicate that the condition about going to the FAA and waiting 6 months till you start putting up your signs would be applied to the pylon only. As you can see, that's a message back and forth between me and Jeff Chacqua at the airport, who says, yes, yes, that's what we meant, but the staff report's been written, and so that's what it says. But you can tell people, and you would be people, that condition need only apply to the pylon sign. And with that... I'm inclined to say you've seen everything of substance, but I can certainly talk, and we have an architect here who can explain anything of interest. But we accept the staff's view of things, and if you've seen all you care of these, I'm going to recycle them to the next board.
That's fine. Go right ahead.
I wrote on mine. Sorry, Greg.
Okay, you can keep yours.
Okay, thanks.
And we would ask that you would follow the staff recommendation with the qualification about going to the FAA on the pylon sign only, which is what they intended. It isn't what they wrote, but it's what they intended.
Yes.
Any questions from the audience or comments? Okay.
No, a compelling and thoughtful presentation.
I have a question just about the picture you showed, that one in your left hand that you just were going to pick up, that one. Yeah, you're showing the signs literally on the building, so
yep.
They're in front of the room windows.
Yes, they would in fact obstruct some room windows, but they design around these things so that you still get air and light.
How far is it from the building?
Not far. If it was more than 3 feet, you would be seeing a waiver. So it's not far.
So it isn't actually on the glass like the wraps. It's actually a sign.
Well, no, it's not a wrap. Okay. But that kind of question starts to be an architect question.
So the
sign appears to be obstructing the windows of the rooms.
Fred Alcantar, ALCANKR.
Thank you, sir.
There are cutouts for the windows. The glass is floor to floor, and the grill work is spaced maybe about 6 inches apart. And there is cutouts at the windows for view out. So it's not a solid grill pattern.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, but it's not a wrap.
That's interesting.
And it's not an LED either, correct?
Oh, it has LED capable, absolutely.
So it's an LED electrified sign that it's in front of the window, but not on the window.
Not on the window.
And not on the building per se. It's actually standoffs from the building.
It's standoff. I believe it's maybe like
less than 3 feet is the answer.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, because that's your permit. Yeah, I get that. Great. Thank you.
What can I tell you?
That it's less than 3 feet you have. Okay. What's the size of that sign?
That's the big one.
300 by 300.
300 by 300.
It's most of that 100,000 square feet is
that sign.
Which okay. is one of the reasons that we were pretty careful about where we put it so it didn't bother anybody. It'll be like the Cosmopolitan sign, but bigger.
Well. Okay. Any comments from...
I have one question. This 150-foot high sign is higher than the building itself?
No, nowhere near. Oh. It's considerably lower than the building. And in fact, we may be able to get away with... If you read their condition in detail, you'd see that it says, get FAA approval, or maybe you can turn in a screening statement, or maybe you can get a director's permit, because between us and the airfield... there are three 600-foot buildings, Encore, Wynn, and the second one at the corner there of the Venetian, whichever.
Palazzo.
Palazzo, thank you. And so we probably can get away with a screening statement. However, we can't guarantee that, so we're going to file with the FAA and let it go through because they can take very narrow view of what is screened. But when we have three 600-foot buildings, three and a half, counting half of the Venetian, screening us from the airport, we kind of think we're going to get away with not needing the FAA, but as long as we qualify it with their condition, we'll just do everything. We'll turn in the FAA and we'll turn in the screening statement and we'll see what falls out. But there's no way this is a practical problem for flight,
yeah, okay.
because they have to be over 600 feet or they ain't going to make it anyway.
Well,
that,
but
that
the
was my
building
only
is already that is taller, so why
yeah.
would you be concerned with the sign that's shorter?
Well, I'll explain this from the airport's point of view, because I have been their consultant as well. It's in a different location than the building, slightly. Okay.
Duh.
Yeah, okay. It's, whatever, 200 or 300 feet away.
Yeah.
And the radars at the airport, they need window views. They can't. You can't have a 600-foot wall across the entire valley, or the radar wouldn't work.
Makes
Therefore,
sense.
A 150-foot high sign could be blocking a radar viewpoint that they need, even though the building next to it is 600 feet. That's how it goes.
Oh, well, very interesting. Thank you.
And the reason for that is because of the helicopters.
Right. The helicopters are relatively low, and they do come down not exactly the strip. They sort of come down.
Well, they do those tours
industrial.
And stuff.
Yeah, well, and they come back en masse from the Grand Canyon. And so it could have been that this sign was a problem for them in some way, but we know it isn't, and we're going to go through the process.
Okay, thank you. I didn't even think about that. Okay, any other comments from the board? All right, I recommend approval. All those in favor?
And may we interpret that to include...
Oh, I'm sorry, with staff
conditions,
thank you.
But applying the one set of...
Except for the 150-foot sign that
That's
you still have to work
to go,
on.
To go to the FAA. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So I recommend approval with staff conditions, except for the 150-foot high pylon that you're waiting on approval from the FAA on.
And that's the only one we have to go to the FAA.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
You got it.
Okay, good. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nope. Okay.
Thank you. But this is so much fun, I'm staying.
Well, good. We're so glad to have you. I wonder why. Okay, let's move right along.
The FAA is a little sensitive about helicopters right now.
Yeah, I can imagine they would be. I understand that story. Okay, let's go to... Oh, I can't read that. That came out bad. Here we go. Our next application is UC-20-0019, Harsh Investment Parties PPTYS, I guess, in and V2 LLC. It's a use permit for the following project of regional significance, it says, and supper club on a portion of an existing industrial shopping center on a portion of 28.3 acres in M1 light manufacturing industrial zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Valley View Boulevard and Cirrus Avenue within Winchester. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Frida Jude, 4150 Pioneer Avenue, Las Vegas. I'm here representing the applicant, which is the business owner of Verdi Pizza, located at 3111 South Valley View Boulevard, unit M150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89102. The business owner has been operating this restaurant since May 2019. Now that we want to request a use permit to be able to sell beer and wine at that pizza restaurant. And because this is a M1 zone, then we have to go through this process. So I'm here to answer any questions.
Am I looking at
any questions from the audience?
I think I can answer Ken's question.
I just had a question on, I mean, I might be looking at the wrong...
The project type?
Yes.
It should be used permit. I just noticed that. I was like, that's not right. It's a supper club.
Okay.
Alcohol consumption only. It's a supper club. Okay. I don't know how that got in there because I put supper club in there.
Serving beer and wine in a gun store.
No, yeah, and as I understand it.
Yeah, is there anybody that would like to is anything, points of discussion from the audience? Okay, now from the board?
No.
I have no questions about this one.
Okay.
Neither do I.
I make a motion to approve. All those in favor?
So with staff conditions?
Oh, with staff conditions, thanks.
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Here we have number... five, our last item. WS-20-0036, Somerset Property LLC. It's a waiver of development standards to increase the area of wall signs and a design review for wall signs in conjunction with an approved restaurant in an existing commercial building on 9/10 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone and a PF public facility zone. Terminally located on the north side of Convention Center Drive, 160 feet east of Channel 8 Drive within Winchester for possible action. The applicant is here. Hi, Greg.
Hi, again. This is remarkably similar looking exhibit to last time because it's remarkably in the same area. The portion of the aerial here that's significant, this is the building in question, which is being converted to Bagelmania. This property is owned by the same applicant. And everything to the east is under construction, convention center.
Got it.
Okay, which projects out pretty far in this area. So it's this building, which is under rebuild to be Bagelmania. It used to be the last component of Somerset Shopping Center. Mm-hmm. It used to be the end cap or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
It was preserved at the request of the developer here, who is the Siegel Group that also owns this facility next door, because they needed to relocate Bagelmania from its prior location in any event. And this gave them a tremendous marketing opportunity, great visibility, heavy walk-through area, and a chance to do what they see as an iconic location, in addition to which, at least for talking purposes, there's discussion that the boring company and its device that runs underground would surface here. So this would be iconic in lots of ways. It would sort of be the Grand Central Station. People would recognize it. And accordingly, they designed something which takes advantage of that. There are a lot of signs, but they are not oversized in the sense that collectively, this is the view from Convention Center Drive, and these are the signs you can see from Convention Center Drive. And there are several of them, and the look they're going for here, which was reflected in the justification letter, is something like the hot dog place in in New Jersey that always gets all the national news, and it has all the signs of Frankie's, Franks, or whatever they're called. And it gets national publicity because it's different. And that's what this would be. Now, these are all simply fascia signs. They don't flash and dance like typical Las Vegas signs. But what they will do is create, like I said, an iconic sort of, oh, you know, it's that bagel place with all that display stuff and all the other things they serve. So it's reconverted to a restaurant. May or may not have alcohol service. They're working on that. But it's intended to be a building that people would say, that's interesting. And so that's what they've done. Staff has recommended approval of the entirety. There are no conditions that we have a problem with. And we don't suppose we have any neighbors that have a problem either. And we're sort of salvaging that Somerset piece there. The idea is that this would be really popular with conventions. And meanwhile, they are also, by the way, or maybe not so by the way, a major provider of bagels to the entire strip. So this would be a big deal operation, and they wanted it to be something people would recognize and remember. And conditions are fine, and that's the story.
Okay. Any comments or questions from the audience?
Are they keeping their location on Twain and...
No, that's the one that has to move.
That's the one that's moving.
Yeah. I say has to move. It isn't really big enough to do everything they need to do anymore.
Yeah.
And the health district has not hasn't had the kind of problem you see on television with them, but they would have to upgrade it substantially if they stayed there, and it's easier, they believe, and hopefully so, and simply a better location to move here.
The complexion of that neighborhood has changed drastically.
Yeah, I always hate to say things like that because I don't want to make it sound like, so we're running. But if everything else was in place, if it was big enough and it was nice enough and it didn't have a big upgrade problem with the health district, we might have stayed. But you're right, the neighborhood's deteriorating.
And the shopping center is almost completely vacant now.
Yeah, and so we would have been very brave to stay. I will tell you, by the way, unrelated to this question, they are still interested in the neighborhood as neighbor interests.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have a number of properties over there.
That's right. And they're working with Clark County to perhaps upgrade and establish some control of the Mulaski Park, which has become...
That would be wonderful.
Well, they're doing all this. They are good neighbors. So they aren't exactly running away from the neighborhood, but the fact is this will be a better location for them.
Well, but then the complexion of the neighborhood, I think, would support this other business, where the new location far better than that location anyway.
That's correct. And maybe the truth is the way to solve this problem is to get that center completely empty and start over with a different project.
Not a bad idea. I just have basically one question that I was concerned about, which just confused me. In the parking, it says parking required 93, parking provided 53. Are you planning on getting a variance for that, or what's the
deal? We already obtained a waiver for that.
Okay.
We're now doing the final design on that parking lot to see if we can get up to the 53 that was previously approved, because the fire department came in and said, well, maybe you better do this, maybe you better do that. And so we think we're going to have an exit onto the convention center property, which probably will be a controlled exit, not a normal exit. Mm-hmm. And that'll make us rearrange the parking. So I won't promise you the number wouldn't be 52 or 51 by the time they're done with this. But the staff, again, and you, supported the idea of reducing parking, because our customers are all going to be walking from the convention center out to their rooms on the strip.
No, and I remember that. I just was kind of...
So that's correct.
We're
standing on an approval of 53 or 52, but we're not sure we're going to get maybe only 51 on there.
Okay.
In which case, we'd come back for you to look at.
Okay. Any other questions, comments?
None here.
Okay. Well, I recommend approval with staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you for coming.
Okay, and thank you, and good evening, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks on other things.
Okay, very good. So, we now have any general business at all?
are approving the calendar dates, which are before you. This is the dates that we had sort of talked about a couple meetings ago. The only one in question was Election Day. We did take that off just because we knew at least two of you were going to make it, so we don't want to put pressure on any one of you. So those are the dates for next year.
Okay. Great. Wonderful. As long as we're doing general business, any words on chairs?
You do need to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought this was like from God, so it was done. Okay. I move to approve these proposed Winchester Tab meeting dates for 2020, presented by the Commissioner's Office. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I do not have it in the meeting.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. We like that. And,
speaking of updates, they're doing a traffic study for the crosswalk.
So oh, wonderful.
Oh, boy. Public Works is? Yeah. Oh, good.
We just want flashing lights.
Yeah. And I think with this Winchester Community Center and the skate park and everything, it would.
And I love this new building, this new
theater and everything. It definitely merits a controlled crosswalk. And my last question, anything on long sleeve Winchester Town Board shirts that look like the short sleeve ones, except they're long sleeve from the port of call people?
We probably won't do that until new town boards get elected, so
yes.
It's another year.
Yes.
And then everyone would have to choose the same thing. So all 19 town board.
Oh dear, that would be impossible to get agreement from 19 boards. Come on.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty safe. You won't have to worry about buying those shirts. Okay. Any other comments from the board?
I have a comment.
Yes,
I'd like to say hello to our visitor that came because he wants to learn about government.
Awesome.
And the name is Q, so he took time out of his busy schedule to come sit with us.
Over
and
schedule.
Yeah, and to hear. So I'd like to see if he can stand up. Hello. Hi, Q.
Yeah. Hi there.
Hi.
How's it going?
What grade are you in?
Fourth?
Yeah, go ahead. You can say it. We don't bite, honest.
We don't bite. We won't bite you.
Not at all. Fourth grade, where do you go to school?
Kathy Barron.
Kathy Barron, okay. Elementary school here? Is that in this neighborhood or? Not really.
Across the street from Bishop Gorman.
Across the street from Bishop Gorman?
Yes.
The new Bishop Gorman or the original old? Oh, wow. Okay, you came a long way.
Yeah.
Wow, well,
thanks for coming.
Yeah,
really.
For coming. It's we do a lot of fun work here. It's really interesting. Every meeting is different and you learn about the community, and you learn about business projects and you meet people, and it's if you're interested in it, you know, keep thinking about it, and once you're old enough, get involved.
Absolutely.
That's my two cents.
He does a lot of community outreach already at his early age. Probably at 3 or 4 a month. He goes and helps out the community. So thank you for that.
That's
wonderful. We appreciate you.
That's excellent. Thank you very much for doing that. Well, Judy's been busy. Let me just have another one.
Oh, he's part of he is part of the Siegel Group family. He helps out with Siegel Cares.
Okay, if she's a coincidence, your name is. Oh, wow. Yeah. All this time, I thought.
Where her name,
I thought it was husband and wife. I was going to say it's your son. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. You've been busy, haven't you? Okay.
But
well,
Jackson will be here as well.
All right.
Okay. Well, seeing no other business, I move to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good night, everyone.
Aye. Thank you.